rolling investigations into the documents. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. A special counsel appointed by the Attorney General is looking into the classified documents found at President Biden's Wilmington home and at an office. House Republicans are also digging around.
It's this double standard. It's, you know, Clinton mishandles classified information and they get a certain, Biden mishandles classified information. They get treated a certain way. And then, of course, President Trump gets his home raided 91 days before this midterm election.
Congressman Jim Jordan, the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures, the White House maintains it's handling the situation by the book. House Republicans are also planning to investigate White House border policy. There's even been talk of trying to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
I'll see where the hearings take us. And if the hearings take us down that line, then the hearings take us down that line. But I'm waiting to see all the facts come out.
Congressman Tony Gonzalez on Fox News Sunday, Mayorkas has repeatedly said the southern border is secure. A sermon by President Biden at Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta, the speech made in memory of the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. He won't be playing, but Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin will reportedly attend today's playoff game between the Bills and the Miami Dolphins. Nearly 2 weeks ago, Hamlin went into cardiac arrest during a game. He was released from the hospital this past Wednesday, and he visited teammates yesterday.
The 24-year-old Hamlin was all smiles as he posed for a photo shaking hands with a teammate. Linebacker Matt Milano posted the picture on Instagram.
Fox's Bob Mortali. Kickoff is next hour. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
68 people are confirmed dead and 4 others are feared dead following a plane crash in Nepal. The Yeti Airlines jet nosedived into a gorge. One witness tells the Associated Press the plane started spinning violently as it started to land. Many of the bodies are burned beyond recognition. They were brought to hospitals by firefighters where families had gathered. Search teams will get back to work tomorrow. There was a close call on Friday night at New York's John F. Kennedy Airport.
According to the FAA, a Delta jet was taking off for the Dominican Republic when an American Airlines jet crossed the runway. Air traffic control noticed and forced the Delta jet to abort takeoff when it had already reached a speed of 115 miles an hour. The American Airlines jet apparently did not have clearance to cross the runway. That plane took off for a flight to London about 20 minutes later. The Delta flight returned to its gate and its 145 passengers and 6 crew disembarked. The flight then took off Saturday morning after a 15-hour delay. No one was hurt, and the FAA is investigating. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
China's government believes the worst is over when it comes to a deadly wave of COVID-19 infections.
New reports from that nation reveal since early December, there have been nearly 60,000 COVID-related deaths. The National Health Commission says those deaths occurred in hospitals, which leaves open the possibility more people may have died at home.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer, the World Health Organization, is urging China to continue releasing information. An ambitious effort is underway in Pakistan to vaccinate more than 44 million children under the age of 5 against polio. Militants there have tried to stop previous vaccination campaigns with violent attacks on healthcare workers. They believe medical teams are trying to sterilize children. Pam Puzo, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.